Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. But you know, I am Dr. Akina Finch, but I am never by myself because I have my lovely co-host with me, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you doing today?
I'm going well. How are you doing?
Amazing, amazing. Are you ready for this interview tonight?
I cannot wait. I am so excited about what's about to get ready to take place with this interview and those to follow. So this is going to be absolutely spectacular.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, this is the beginning of our Empowerpreneurs author series. This book is going to be amazing, and we're bringing each of the authors on so they can tell you about their chapters, tell you about their journey, and then also let you know more about themselves, because you never know what they're working with, right, and how you need them, right? So with that being said, we would love to bring our first guest on today, Ms. Cheryl Guidry. How you doing, Cheryl?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing great.
I am amazing. I am amazing. And, you know, we're just going to kick this off because, you know, we're all friends here, right? We're going to have a great time tonight. So
yes, we are.
I just want you to tell the audience a little bit about you and what was your motivation for sharing your story in Empowerpreneurs?
Well, I am a relationship coach. I help women who struggle with getting back into healthy relationships after past hurts. And the opportunity to join Empowerpreneurs, especially with business women, just stood out for me, because as business women, sometimes we put our relationships on the back burner. And I wanted to get the message out that you can have a great business and also have wonderful relationships also.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm glad that you have joined being part of the book and sharing and giving people hope again, you know, that, you know, that they can have healthy relationships regardless of what their past experience was. But, yeah, I can't wait to read your chapter. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, what made you go into becoming a relationship coach?
Well, my background is a women's health nurse practitioner. So in my 35-year career, I have always worked with women. I'm a women's health advocate. And the last 5 years, I started to see more, especially in the over 50 crowd, problems in relationships, you know, because now women are more likely to divorce and remarry or are widowed than our grandparents and great-grandparents did back in the day. You know, they stayed in relationships whether they were happy or not. But now the modern woman is, they move forward and they find new relationships. And sometimes when you have been out of the dating scene that long, it's hard to navigate dating as it is today. And so I wanted to make sure that as we move into that next phase of life, that we do it safe and find healthy relationships and not fall back into toxic relationships if that's where we came from.
Wow.
So that's the main motivation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And I get questions all the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet.
I get questions
from women. You're getting ready to get one right now. Yes. So that brought a good point. You know, you were saying 50 and over. And, you know, I have a seasoned mother myself. And she was talking about how she needed to find maybe a group or a coach or something like that. So when they say that to you, or if they don't even say it to somebody, if they're just looking, how would they go about mm-hmm. finding this group or coach, or in your case, a coach?
In finding a relationship coach, finding me, they would find mm-hmm. me on www.safedatingover50.com, or they can email me at Cheryl@safedatingover50.com. And I also have a Facebook group that they can join and just become part of a group where we talk about issues and ask questions, answer questions, and as you are navigating through the dating process. I also offer a complimentary dating by design consultation that they can get on, and we can talk about, you know, where they have been. And where they plan on going, because not everyone is looking to get married again. You know, some women are just wanting to get into a stable relationship, maybe have some companionship, you know. And then we do have others that are wanting something more long-term. So whatever their goal is, I meet them there, and we start from where they have been, healing from that, and moving forward to where they want to go, setting new standards so they can attract the person that they want to. Because it's all about it's all about the law of attraction. Right.
And for you to meet them where they're at, that's where oftentimes people are afraid to meet them where they're at, to understand how you could be able to move forward and to really get the true healing that you really need. And so you don't keep on repeating these same cycles of getting in these toxic relationships that you say that you don't want to be in. Let's find out why did you get there.
Right.
My question to you, in your chapter, what's one of the takeaways that you would say that people should be looking forward to when they read your chapter? Don't give them too much now, but just what's one of those takeaways?
Healing of self-limiting beliefs is one. Because a lot of times when we come from a past hurt, we think, oh, I can't move forward because there's no good men out there. There are no more good men, you know. And so we take on that attitude. And as far as the law of attraction, you know, you attract, you know, what you think, whether you're thinking it subconsciously or consciously. If that's what you're thinking, that's what you're going to attract. And so we're going to teach them how to get past those self-limiting beliefs.
Now, that is a very good point. Now, I'm sure that at 50 years old, let's say they're divorced, they don't went through some things. There's mm-hmm. probably a lot of, you know, self-doubt and self-limiting beliefs. And, you know, everything's my fault or, oh, if I had a did this and that. What kind of work do you do with them, you know, in your group or, because I know some of them would decide if they want to be in the group, so I want to know what kind of work would be in the group and also what would be the work one-on-one?
So we actually have two programs. We have a program where you have one-on-one coaching, and we do have the group program too. But the main thing the start has to be with a one-on-one conversation discussing where they're at. I have to find out what your beliefs are, what belief systems that you have in place already, because for me to move you forward, I have to know where you have been, what you have been through. For example, if you tell me that I just have been dating, trying to date again, and I keep getting these same people that in my life that are very controlling. They're turn out not to be nice people after we end up dating for a while, and I didn't see it coming. You know, those are symptoms of someone narcissistic. And when you have those kind of people come into your life, usually there's something in you that they're seeing. There's something in your characteristics, something in you that you're portraying that they're attracted to, that lets them know, okay, she may be real needy. She needs someone in her life to take care of her, nurture her. Men can pick up on these characteristics in a woman. I recently was at a speed dating event, and I went around, I was asking some of the guys some of these questions about, you know, what they pick up on women. And they can pick up on a woman who is not sure of herself. Her self-esteem has been trampled on. And for someone who is not, does not have your best interest at heart, they're going to zoom in on that, and, I mean, they're there, you know. And they will make you feel like they are all that you think they are in the beginning, and only to find out that's not who you have been attracted to. You have the same man again. So we clear that out. And we help you to rebuild your values as far as what you're looking for, what you want, what you will not tolerate in a relationship, and make you feel good about yourself again. You know, it's all about you before you even get to dating. It's about who you are, loving yourself. You have to love yourself first.
I'm loving this conversation. I'm like, ooh, okay. So I'm a believer that when you don't truly understand the value of relationships, so if you don't have understand your true value, how do you expect someone else to be able to show you how you are supposed to be
exactly
treated, how what you are deserving of? And
exactly.
Too often we constantly jumping in and out of these relationships just to be able to see where do we fit in, or
mm-hmm.
trying to find somebody else to be able to make us happy when we are not happy. And so I'm a believer that broken people will attract another broken person.
Yes. Yes.
And until you do the healing on you, like truly get the healing on you, get to know who you are,
mm-hmm.
it's going to keep on repeating. And when it keeps on repeating, you're going to transfer that same energy down to your children or
yes.
what have you.
Yes.
What's one of those suggestions that you will tell someone who has a pattern of being broken, accepting broken relationships, accepting broken friendships, and just broken, just and don't understand that the brokenness is not with the other people. Is within.
Exactly.
What would you tell them, and how they could be able to start healing from that brokenness?
Well, the first thing they have to do is to realize that every relationship we're in, whether it's personal or business, whatever, every relationship we're in that has failed is a lesson that we were meant to learn. Okay, so instead of thinking of it as a bad relationship, think about it as, okay, why was I in that relationship? What was it that I was supposed to learn from that relationship? And so we go through that and find out the lesson. We do journaling, you know, so we can get the thoughts out on paper, because sometimes we don't realize all the thoughts that we have in our brain until someone prompts us to write out an answer to a question regarding a past relationship. And then you look back and you're like, wow, that's how I was really thinking. You know, I look back now and smile at my journal that I had when I was going through my divorce and healing from my marriage of 21 years. And I had a lot of lessons that I learned during that marriage. There were a lot of red flags along the way that I had ignored. And so you learn from the brokenness. You heal from that brokenness. And you learn that you are enough right where you are. You can heal. You can set your values. You do not have to settle for less to be in a relationship. And sometimes we think we have to settle for less, you know, to be in a relationship. You don't. I tell women all the time, you do not have to settle for less. You don't want to have your list so long to where nobody can get on it, but you don't want to settle for less. Set your values, because sometimes we don't even think about our values, you know. But when you put them down on paper, then it's like, okay. And so as soon as someone approaches you, and that's not in your on your value list, it's like, okay, I'm not going in that direction. This is not the person for me. You know, and you don't spend your valuable time trying to build a relationship when it's not one there. Because a lot of times we try to make it a good relationship. Okay, he does this, but, if he stays with me long enough, I'll change it. No, believe what people show you up front. Because men will tell you exactly what they want out of that relationship up front. They don't know how to hide stuff. They will tell you up front what it is they're looking for in that relationship. But you have to listen. So we take you from, like I said, we take you from where you've been broken, talk about the lesson learned, and help you to move forward by building new standards.
Wow. By building new standards. I received that.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. Now, I know that was just a taste of, you know, the story that and the journey that you have been on. And mm-hmm. in the chapter, you shared some of the things that you went through in the story, in your journey.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to become an author now and to share this story with others?
Because I want women to know that they can have a happy, healthy, authentic, loving relationship. You know, I hear all the time from single friends and patients, you know, oh, there's no good relationships. I'd just rather stay by myself. I can do bad all by myself, you know. There are so many divorces every day. There are a lot of single men out there. So there's no shortage of men. There's no shortage of good men. But you have to know how to go about presenting yourself to find the good men.
I know that, and I tell people all the time that, you know, I've been divorced as well, and I know that you never go into a marriage come expecting to get divorced, right?
No,
But with something happens like that, it does bring, you know, some type of, like, dang, I'm devastated or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest, and this is just me, because, you know, I'm loving this topic here. One of knowing what you truly want and understanding the need, because we get our wants and our needs totally messed up, right?
Right.
And then
right.
at the same time, understanding if you want to get married again or you want to be in a relationship again, you have to understand that it can't possibly leave it up to marriage. And if it possibly leaves up to marriage, you know the vows that you took before. See, people fail to realize the vows after they said I do.
Right.
So my thing is to you, if someone comes to you and say, okay, I know I'm at a place where I'm open to being married again, right? I know right. I have to go through the dating process again. What would you tell them so they don't take that? Because, you know, we real good for throwing up and say, hold on, I remember this back when I was married then. Mm-hmm. Making sure they don't take that mindset of what somebody else did to them in that last relationship
mm-hmm.
into this new relationship that can possibly end up in marriage. What would you tell them in that frame? Because, you know, we got to get there eventually. But when we do get there, what would you tell them?
You have to let the past go. The past is the past. If you want to move forward and you truly want a new relationship, you have got to let the past be the past. Because if you don't, then every time your new partner says a certain phrase or has a certain action that is reminds you of the last relationship, you'll think, oh, this is I've gotten in the same place again. And it may not even be the same thing again. You know, so we have to learn to let it go. And just to share a little bit about myself, I was very resentful. I was the one that asked for the divorce. But I was very resentful. And like you said, you never think that you're going to end up in a divorce after you commit to a marriage, and it did end. And so I was looking for all those negative things in the next person that was attracted to me. And it was like, he had 6 years of testing, but until I felt secure, you know, and it takes time. You know, sometimes we don't give ourselves enough time. And so you have to work through it. It's a process. It's a work. For some women, they work through the process faster, but it's a process that you have to work through to get rid of that baggage. You know, understand why that happened, acknowledge that it happened, and let it go. Throw the trash out, and it's time to move forward and have a clean slate. Let's start a clean slate. Let's make some new values, new standards, and be able to accept new love into your life. You have to be willing to move forward. You know, until you have gotten through all that resentment, you're not ready to take on a new relationship. So I hope I answered
totally
the question.
Agree.
You have to.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yes, you did.
You're not
okay,
ready.
I knew you was gonna give it to him now. you know, I'm liking this topic here because I understand. But so many people are afraid to have that upfront, close, no sugarcoating conversation. And I'm glad that this has taken place today. And I could just imagine what they will be able to receive when they read the book when it drops soon. So I want you to be able to take a moment out to remind people where they could be able to find you on social media so they could be able to know how they could be able to get into your groups, how they could be able to connect with you, and how they could be able to get the healing going.
Okay, so they can find me at Cheryl at SafeDatingOver50.com on Facebook. You can email me at Cheryl at SafeDatingOver50.com. And send me a message if you'd like to get on a complimentary Dating by Design consult. I would love to talk to you, and I would love to have you in a group or on a one-on-one coaching, either one. Contact me either of those places, and I would love to talk to you.
Wonderful. I would like to thank you so much, Cheryl, for being on the call today. We appreciate you greatly. It was absolutely amazing.
Me.
Yes, it was amazing. And Vanessa, do you have any closing words?
No, keep doing the work. I'm loving it, you know, because so many people out there looking for healing, and there's absolutely somebody out there that you could be able to help, because you just never know. But
mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
If I could say one more thing, I would like to say one last thing. Just don't cheat yourself out of having a healthy and happy relationship, because there's one out there just for you.
I totally agree. And we also got to understand and know that it's okay to date ourselves.
Yes. Love yourself
but
first.
It's been such a pleasure. It's been an honor to be able to be on this call with you. And I can't wait to be able to read your chapter in the upcoming book.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I love the work that you're doing for 50 and up, because a lot of times that age group can feel neglected, like they've went out the pasture, you know, the way people make them feel. And because they need that time and attention just like a millennial does, or, you know, what have you, because they're still here. You know, and a lot of people forget that piece, you know. So thank you so much for, you know, catering to that group, because they need a shirt. They need a shirt.
They do. Yes,
and I want to thank everyone for listening today. This was an amazing topic with an amazing author of Empowerpreneurs, and we will have more coming forward. But if you want to listen to this podcast or any of the other ones, please come to changingmindsonline.com. You can also find us on Blog Talk, iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. So thank you so much for listening today, and until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.